The Lucy Ann Lance Show on 1290 WLBY. The third annual Ann Arbor Rotary Yoga Retreat is coming up, and we're going to talk about that today and all things yoga. Jody Tall in studio. She is a certified yoga director, also program director with the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor. People may be wondering, why is the Rotary Club doing a yoga retreat? How did that come about?
Interesting question. We take on huge projects. And one of the projects I think we're all very, very proud of is the collaboration that we've had over the years with the Gates Foundation to eradicate polio. And we've almost achieved that. And I think that we all take tremendous pride in having our dollars go to work to for such an important cause. And we've recognized recently that our country, our world is plagued with depression and anxiety. And so we have been very consciously, very intentionally taking on projects. The motto for Rotary is service above self. And it's very in keeping with why we do yoga. The whole essence of karma yoga is to be your very best so you have your very, very best to give. Service above self.
So yoga is more than exercise.
Yeah, it's much, much more than exercise. And I think as yoga has become very commercialized, the exercise component and the cute outfits and the looking super, super skinny has triumphed. But more and more, especially for New York Times readers, article after article after article details that the demographics of the practice of yoga and who is practicing yoga has really shifted. For example, recently there was an article that was about a 102-year-old yoga master who actually still teaches yoga. And another article recently detailed the fact that it used to be that it was mostly a 20s, 30s gig. More and more, it's a 50s, 60s gig. And we're adapting, as we have in the yoga retreat, we're really adapting to make it user-friendly and just completely inclusive. So this year, unlike previous years, we're offering anybody and everybody a chair. We want everyone to have access to what we believe is the source of sort of orchestrating your very best life.
Literally a chair, because not
literally
everyone can get down on the floor, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. And so we're saying everybody is welcome to come. It's not just for 20-year-olds.
Third annual Ann Arbor Rotary Yoga Retreat is Sunday, June 14th. It's an all-day affair, 8:30 in the morning until 4 p.m. Where is this taking place?
At Kensington, just across from Briarwood.
All right, the Grand Ballroom in the Kensington Hotel.
It's beautiful.
Off of South State Street. What should people do to get involved with this?
So if they visit the Rotary website, I guess, is there a place to post it? We have registration information on the Rotary website. And we also have links, and we have a kiosk. And we also have, so the yoga retreat is a fundraising event for our Kids Serving Kids programs. So with Rotary, we offer scholarships, we offer tutoring, we offer mentoring, we offer storytelling and reading with elementary school children. And so
children is a big focus of Rotary, right?
Well, yeah. And so the money will go to help fund our children's, our youth programming.
You can get more information by going online to the Ann Arbor Rotary Club website. It is a2rotary.org. That's a2rotary.org. And then you want to click on the yoga retreat, which is coming up on June 14th. How did you get involved with yoga? You were in music.
Right. I have a master's degree in music, and for many, many years was the director of the music program at my church, which is First Congregational Church in Ann Arbor. And years and years ago, I think I was maybe 25, 26, I was seated on an airplane next to a woman who I thought was probably quite elderly. She probably was even younger than I am now. I don't know. But
it's amazing how our view changes as we age.
But she said, "Honey, it seems like you really are feeling poorly." And I said, "Yeah, I really am." And she said, "Are you up for an experiment?" I thought, "Well, sure, why not?" Kind of curious as to what this experiment would be, she said, "Once the flight attendants finish the meal service, I'm going to ask you to stand in the aisle and just do a couple of things. You up for it?" And I said, "You bet I'm up for it." So the flight attendants finished the meal service. I stood in the aisle and she had me like stand straight and take a really big inhale and then bend over to the left with an exhale and then coming back straight and then doing the same thing on the other side. She took me through just a couple of movements that was really about my breathing. And when I sat down, I said, "What have you done to me? This is so fantastic."
You really felt better from that?
I felt transformed, truly, so much so that I said, "Where can I learn more?" Because she said, "This is yoga." And back then, yoga was not household. It wasn't commercialized right at that point. And she said, "There's a really good book called Richard Hittleman's 28 Days to Yoga." So I got off the airplane. I went straight to the bookstore, got Richard Hittleman's 28 Days to Yoga, and did that book every single day for 28 days. And my whole reference for feeling good shifted. I felt taller. I just felt more awake and I felt more alive.
Is it the breathing and the stretching that changes the body?
I think it's a combination. So it's being more awake to the breath and the power of the breath. To, you know, the inhale actually really energizes the brain. And the exhale kind of resets the barometer from fight or flight into rest and restore. So it's partly the breath. It's a focus on deep, deep relaxation. It's focusing on, you know, really beginning to be mindful, to notice, okay, when I have four bags of potato chips, I don't feel very good. But if I have an apple or a banana or some spinach, something good happens. And I would say that, you know, so what we ask our system to digest in the form of food, in the form of media, in the form of, should I go to the mall or should I take a walk through the woods? You really start to begin to differentiate and prioritize, wow, I feel so good when I do my breathing exercises. I feel so good when I get myself to yoga.
Jody, tell our guest, she is a certified yoga director. She's with the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor. Help our listeners right now do this and myself. So give us a breathing exercise. What do you want us to do?
So I want you to, if you're sitting, please sit with your spine very straight. We like to think of
that's
this.
It's hard for me to do. I like to well, bend down.
You can try bending down.
No. This is good. I'm doing it.
Think of your spine. Your spine is like an energetic highway. And think of it as the trunk of the most beautiful, beautiful tree. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to do is
Derek, are you following along here? Come on.
I am, yes.
All right. See you sit up there, sir.
So we're going to do just a very simple breathing exercise where we're going to awaken, just follow the breath, become present to the breath.
Okay.
So, and we're going to draw a little square in the sky, in the air. So
with our finger, draw a square.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just inhale the finger going up, then hold. And then exhale the finger going down, hold, inhale going up, hold, exhale going down, hold, one more time, inhale to the count of four, hold to the count of four, exhale to the count of four, and hold to the count of four.
Oh, that was wonderful. Are we not breathing correctly?
No, we're not. We're so busy with our lives that we're constantly in what's called fight or flight. And that means, really, in terms of our breathing, that we're taking very, very shallow breaths. And that puts us in
this constant
alarmed
mode of being
stressed.
Yes. And this gives you some grounding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was really interesting.
So when I love to think and I love to experience that when you inhale, it's a process of energizing the brain. And when you exhale, it's like a little mini retreat. It's like a little mini vacation.
I noticed when you do your inhaling, you're doing it through your nose as opposed to your mouth.
That's a really good point. Yeah. In yoga, we do mostly inhale through the nose. There are occasions where we inhale, but during the class and during what we call pranayama, which are designated really powerful breathing exercises that we will do at the retreat, it's through the nose.
Jody, tell us about the retreat, what people should expect. I mentioned it's an all-day retreat. Is it drop-in any time, or do you spend the whole day there?
We spend the whole day. I think people are we hope they'll arrive by 8. We'll start at 8:30, and then we are offering a vegetarian breakfast. And through the morning, this year is super exciting because we invited a neurologist from New York City, and Jonathan, I'm just blanking on his name. Anyway, he is going to be Rosenthal. Jonathan Rosenthal is going to be talking about his career as a neurologist and what yoga and meditation does to keep the brain alive.
You know, it's interesting because you have a lot of experts like that are involved with this and a lot of faculty members. And we were hoping to talk with one of them today. He may still show up, but Steve Ragsdale, who's a professor of biological chemistry at Michigan Medicine. He's a yoga scientist. I imagine people don't realize they are yoga scientists. You mentioned Dr. Jonathan Rosenthal, neurologist, clinical neurophysiologist, founder of the annual Neuroscience and Yoga Conference. You also have involved in this a retired clinical professor of radiology and chairman of the board of trustees at Central Michigan University, Sam Katamatsu, Dr. Katamatsu. So
we call him Dr. Sam.
Yeah. So this is, going back to when you were that young person on that plane, when you were first introduced to yoga, and you mentioned that, you know, it wasn't a thing back then. And I remember I was about 10 years old. I had a cousin, an older cousin, who was involved in yoga. And my mother was horrified that she was introducing me to it because back then it was thought it was sort of cultish.
Right.
And that I was going to switch religions. But
right.
It has become so much more mainstream than that now.
Mainstream because it's now really understood to be incredibly beneficial to your health and
mind,
well-being.
Body, spirit,
yeah, yeah.
All three.
So the theme this year for the retreat is mental health and well-being. And so what we hope is that each participant will experience a deep, very nurturing, healing peace through the day, which it's 8:30 to 4, I believe, and then we serve a vegetarian lunch. And some will be sort of lecture related, but most will be very experiential, where whether you want a chair, whether you want to do modified yoga, we've really adapted the retreat to be really inclusive for anyone who's interested. What we hope is that you will drop into curiosity and wonder and leave there's a wonderful Rumi poem. It goes, beyond ideas of right and wrong doing, there is a field a magical field. I'll meet you there. Mm-hmm. And we hope to introduce the possibility of that magical place within each one of us that generates health and well-being.
That's beautiful. Third annual Ann Arbor Rotary Yoga Retreat, Sunday, June 14th, starting at 8:30 in the morning, running until 4 p.m. It'll be at the Grand Ballroom at the Kensington Hotel on South State Street in Ann Arbor. Yoga for well-being. It's going to be a big community event. Mental health is going to be really stressed here. I see Collier Smith is speaking at this as well. Tell us a little bit about him.
So Collier is a wonderful colleague, and he and Dr. Sam are actually in process now of a big project with the University of Michigan Depression Center.
Collier lost his son to suicide, and he's very outspoken about it and endeavoring to make all of us more aware of this critical. It's just been horrifying to see how many suicides there are today.
Right.
And how people are struggling with their mental health.
And the high schools. I can remember years ago, I taught yoga to teachers at Skyline because their students were having so many panic attacks.
Wow.
And the remedy is breathing. So the deeper the breathing, it really activates the vagus nerve, which is the part of our body that allows us to experience deep levels of relaxation.
Right.
And it's in those moments of deep levels of relaxation that we taste the peace that passeth all understanding.
Yeah. The vagus nerve, very responsive to this fight or flight
right.
Response. I know someone who has issues with it when he goes to the doctor, for instance, and the shock comes out and he faints because of it. And it has to do with his vagus nerve and what's going on. So
right.
I can see where that connection is that you're talking about here.
I think the thing about yoga that is so contagious, really, is that it's a process of self-discovery. And someone once said to me recently that we only have so much psychic energy. And in the practice of yoga and meditation, with the breathing exercises and the relaxation, you begin to discriminate and become somewhat territorial with your boundaries so that you're not giving so much of yourself away, but instead you're very intentionally cultivating what I like to say is grace, so that when you do give of yourself, it's very intentional and of service.
Mm. Which is exactly what Rotarians are all about as well. So
I just want to share the Rotary Four-Way Test because I love it and I like to think that I live by it. And it is simpatico with the practice of yoga. It goes like this. In all I say and do, I ask myself, is it the truth? Is it fair? Does it benefit all concerned? And does it build goodwill and better friendship?
Mm. All of us should live by that mantra.
And it's directed, really, the Rotary Four-Way Test is directed within. You know, we think of being of service, but, you know, I like what the flight attendants always say, consider your own oxygen needs first.
Yeah.
So we're cultivating strength and we're cultivating I guess really ideas, just little. It's amazing to me all the people who say, why is it that I get my very best ideas mm-hmm. during yoga? And it's because the mind is calm.
Yeah. Mind is free too.
The mind is free to have a little spark. And then usually with that idea comes, oh my gosh, I couldn't possibly do that. And then like 10 years later, you find yourself doing that.
For more information about the 3rd Annual Ann Arbor Rotary Yoga Retreat, go online to the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor's website. It is a2rotary.org, a2rotary.org. How much is the cost for this all-day event on June 14th?
So I wanted to say we offer lots of scholarships. If there is a financial need, we want to make this available to everyone. I think that I'm not actually sure what the cost is. The early bird discount was 70.
I think 85 is the one now.
So okay, 80, yeah.
85 for the whole day. But it's nice that you've got the scholarships available. So if people would like to inquire, they just can put that in there. And,
right.
Okay.
And they have a financial need. And then we offer for Rotaracts, you know, we have all these younger subsidiary clubs affiliated with Rotary, and they are all coming for free. So it's while we're raising money, we don't want money to be an obstacle.
Yeah. All right. Annual retreat, bringing together experienced instructors, community members, and Rotarians for a meaningful wellness experience. June 14th, Kensington Hotel. Go online to a2rotary.org. Great talking with you today, Jody. We appreciate it.
Can I give you one more experiment?
Yes.
So there's a little saying that we have in yoga. At the end of every class, I say, Hari Om Tat Sat. And I encourage my students to just look like really small.
So take your hand and put it like you have a kaleidoscope in your eye there. So
right.
Round your hand over and you're looking through the hole through your hand, okay?
And you just say, Hari Om Tat Sat.
Hari Om. And as you say Tat Sat, you want to spread your hand out and throw
just
it in the air.
Like opening to life.
Hari Om Tat Sat.
That's the feeling that yoga generates.
Wow. It's interesting because when you have your eye just looking in that little hole, it's very small. But then you open up your arms to the whole sky and you realize how big.
How spacious we can be.
How big life can be, right?
Yeah. And how good. And I would also like to end with a huge component of yoga is gratitude. Just feeling so thankful for life itself and wanting to, more than anything, be respectful for this gift of life.
Yeah, we all have to respect life. I agree with you 100% on that. And I'm also grateful for the Rotary Club for all the great work you members do. I marvel over the time you give to so many different wonderful, wonderful projects in our own community right here and worldwide as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucianne.
Jody Tull, she is Certified Yoga Director and Program Director of the Rotary Club of Ann Arbor on the Lucianne Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.